Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
In one sense, yes, we are saved by faith, by believing in Jesus, but that has to be more than just some bumper sticker kind of slogan. We have to understand the way the New Testament describes faith, that it is a decision or an action of trust in Christ for who he is and what his claims are, specifically about being our substitute for the forgiveness of sin. Many churches and denominations, though, add to that with different types of rights or requirements, and that's unfortunate if we start adding various things that we do in order to be saved, plus believing in the gospel or believing in Christ. So I know that there's traditions out there, we got people listening, that think that baptism, for example, is a requirement to be saved, and I'm going to respectfully disagree with my friends with that, to say I just don't see that being brought out in the New Testament at all. One of the definitive passages where Paul talks about what it means to be saved is in Romans 10, and he talks about believing with one's heart and proclaiming with one's mouth or confessing with one's mouth that Jesus is the Christ or is Lord, and there's not a mention of baptism in that passage at all. You'd think if it was that critical, he would have thrown in something about baptism there as well. So we have to be cautious not to add anything to the gospel. That's one of the glorious words associated with the gospel, is it is a gospel of grace, and that means it is a gift that God gives us. And last time I checked, you don't earn gifts. You earn wages or you earn a salary, but you are given gifts. And so we humbly receive it by faith without any of those other kinds of requirements on it.
And if we were to earn a wage, we know what our wage would be. The wages for sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we are saved. And I think some confusion might come from the passage. Well, Jesus, of course, tells us to make disciples and then to baptize people, and there are instances of baptizing. And I think there's some confusion from the passage in John 3 where Nicodemus comes to visit Jesus, and Jesus says, unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And some people have understood that water part as referring to baptism, right. But that is, I think, a stretch, especially as it doesn't comport well with the rest of what we have on teachings about how we're saved. And if we think, coming up to Good Friday in the Easter season, if we think about the thief on the cross, you know, he had a profession of belief, and that was sufficient.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast, or if you'd like to hear more highlights from recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith show page at faithradionet.com.